The Wayland Baptist Flying Queens invented women's basketball as we know it today. The college started the program back in the late 1940s, and by the mid-50s, when society said that the game was too rough and tumble for girls, scores of young women still traveled from all over the country to Plainview, Texas, to try out for a spot or two on the team. Well, during the men's Final Four weekend this year in Minneapolis, the Naismith Hall of Fame announced Wayland's program as one of the class of 2019. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Sports and Commentary today. It's a pleasure. My name's Greg Stewart, and the program is sponsored by your tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster, Incorporated. You can always find us online at WWIB.com for more information. Alicia Robertson-Ellis is the head coach of the current Flying Queens, and she's back with me on the show today. So what a rich history this program has for women's college basketball. Alicia, how do you connect your current players with the history of the program?
Well, you know, when I bring kids in on visits while I'm recruiting, it's such a neat process to be able to talk to them about the history of the Flying Queens, and I feel like it helps us. It's very unique to be able to be a part of a program like this that we're the trailblazers for women's basketball. And so I think that they take pride in that. To be now be able to play under a banner that says the Naismith Hall of Fame is something special, and not every team gets to do that. And so the former Flying Queens has set a clear, great standard for us, and we try to live up to that. They not only are great basketball players, but they're good people. They're Christian kids, and they hold themselves to a different standard, and that's what we continue to try to do. It's such a blessing to be able to work with such great kids on and off the floor, because the sky is the limit with those type of kids. Mm-hmm.
Wayland is in Plainview, Texas, just north of Lubbock, where you played college ball for Marcia Sharp at Texas Tech. Tell us about your school, will you?
We are a part of a school that is not very big, but, I think about 50-60% of athletes go here, and so the whole campus is full of athletes, and they take pride in their sports, and not only that, they're a Christian school, they're a Baptist Christian school, and so they really focus on spreading the word of God to all these kids, and they hold chapels every Wednesday, and they're involved with mission work, and they give the students an opportunity to be able to have grow with their walk with Christ, and they give them opportunities that a lot of schools may not give.
That's super. So that's the story of the spiritual foundation of the school. Alicia, tell me your story of how Jesus Christ became the spiritual foundation of your life, will you?
Absolutely. I don't know if you know this about me, but I am a Baptist preacher's daughter. I am the youngest of four. I have three older brothers who are way older than me. But we grew up, and there were two things that we loved, and that was God and sports. That's what we grew up with. My brothers were also pretty successful with their sports. But my dad preached at the same church, which is right across the street from Wayland Baptist, since I was two up until until I was about 5 years ago. And so he was there for 26 years at the same church. And so this is how I was able to, get involved with Wayland Baptist. But I grew up in a Christian household. It was a blessing to be able to be led and taught by Christian people. And not only that, they led by example, and I think that that's huge to any kid, is to watch their parents, live that kind of life. But that's not enough. You've got to make your own decisions, and you've got to want to walk in Christ on your own, and you've got to make that decision. And so I did that when I was 7 years old, and I asked Jesus to come into my heart, and, I can sit here and write down all the blessings that he's done for me, and there's just several things that he's done in my life that, you know, there are several times that I thought that I was going to fail, and he was there to pick me up and pull me through and help me succeed in the things that I didn't think that I could do. And so there's several stories like that in my life. It's not all been great and just perfect. There's been several things that us as a family have been through, and me as an athlete, but, you know, God has always been there to help us through those times. My parents have always taught me that God never wastes a hurt, and so we grow from those times and experiences in our life that are sometimes hard, and that's made me stronger as a Christian.
Good. Yeah, and you all are going through a challenging experience right now. Your dad, you told me he's got cancer. Your pastor, former pastor, dad there, and you all will be in our prayers, and your father too. Alicia Robertson Ellis, the head coach of the Wayland Baptist University Flying Queens, a program that has gone now into the Naismith Hall of Fame from 1948 to 82, that time period. Alicia, thanks for telling us the story of the program and your story of faith in Jesus, too. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you, too.